Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Did you see the president the other day? He was wearing his ball cap and his aviator sunglasses. He looks sporty. Gosh, he looks sporty. He had a windbreaker on. It was sort of like looking at Top Gun. Well, of course, given Colorado Springs and now Walmart and in Chesapeake, Virginia, and some other things. Now, of course, the leftists, while they sit there and, you know, they're out there presiding over an economy that is abysmal, with a supply chain that is about to crumble, with a energy grid that is overburdened, when they could actually be doing something real. They're too busy doing something, you know, we got to go green, we got to do this, we got to do that. And one of the things we need to do is we need to be banning guns. And they are no longer hiding the fact that they want to ban and confiscate guns. And while he was sitting there, looking all sporty and everything, he said, "It is sick that we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased." Well, and here we start drifting into the familiar territory for the leftist. The leftist is completely, they feel completely unburdened by the fact of something called the Constitution. You know, the Bruin decision has laid to rest the point, Mr. President. And sooner or later, the red flag order is going to make its way there as well. Somebody's going to sue you. Somebody's going to sue whoever puts that red flag order in place because they're going to take the guns, except the perpetrator's still going to be out there, and somebody's still going to get murdered. So, while he was sitting there talking, lamenting the fact that we still allow, still allow semi-automatic weapons to be sold, purchased, he wants more gun confiscations with so-called red flag orders, putting the lie to the incessantly repeated talking point that no one is talking about taking anybody's guns. Now, see, I'll tell you something. The president and any other gun grabber out there, they understand the utility of guns. They do. And they want them to have them. They want them to be protected by them, you know. They don't think you should have them, though. So, anti-liberty authoritarians of the fascist far left have always denied the obvious that their ultimate goal has been and always will be gun confiscation, as is the case with every authoritarian leftist regime that has ever ruled over the people with an iron fist. They've always got to take the guns first. They've always got to make you they got to make you helpless and defenseless. They're not making you safe. Being safe means that you are able to take care of yourself until the people that actually do it as a profession can show up. But they always do this while they're saving the planet or the children or humanity or whatever self-righteous excuse for the naked despotism that they can possibly think of. Peace from the Hill had a rundown on the dear leader's deplorable comments on your basic human and civil rights, starting with the usual gaslighting over unconstitutional gun confiscation orders, a.k.a. red flag orders. And in these, they play their usual game of lying with language, using softer words as substitutes for what is really going on. And let me just simply put this to you, what is really going on. With a red flag order, in most cases, anybody can call you in. And then, for any reason, you could be yelling at the football, you could be watching a football game, yelling at Tom Brady, and scream that you want to kill Tom Brady. Die, Tom Brady, die. And then they're going to say, he has a tendency to be violent, and he has guns. And then a judge, in most of these places where these things are enforced, a judge may very well sign off on this. And so now they're going to show up at your house at dark 30 in most cases, and they're going to take your guns. They're going to say, well, you know, you've had a complaint against you, so we're taking your guns. Now, this is the way most of these things actually happen. Now, in Maryland, one guy didn't like that. I think his last name was Willis. He didn't like it, and he got in a gunfight with the cops, and he got killed for not doing nothing. Now, you could say, well, Bill, they did have the red flag order there. And, yes, I understand. I get the need to comply with the law sometimes, but at the same time, I would imagine this is going to start happening more and more. So, and then after all of this has happened, if you let your guns go, if you really were a dangerous person, if I'm really a dangerous person, if I'm thinking, I'm going to kill him, and then he does something and I find, well, it got out that I was going to kill him, so I got nothing to lose now. They already know I'm about to kill him, so I may as well just go kill him. And then I'm going to find me one of those heavy glass ashtrays, and then I'm going to beat his brains in with it. He'll still be dead. I will not have used a gun to do it. I guess that'll be okay. I guess that'll be good. But whenever you see them describe these unconstitutional abominations, they always have three key elements. They always have language implying that they are officially sanctioned. They always have soft language substitutes for outright gun confiscation, and they always have vague implications that this must be done because these people are somehow a threat, an implied threat. Now, we don't do this to known terrorists, and we don't do this to these kids, but we do this to whatever. And he said that it was ridiculous that red flag laws, Biden, in which law enforcement officers can seize firearms, were not being enforced across the country. And note that the implication of these unconstitutional abominations are officially sanctioned by law enforcement officers. And then they substitute gun confiscation for seizure of firearms, followed by the vague implications that certain individuals are deemed a threat to themselves or others. Now, see, what the implication here is that there's something mentally off about you, so you are a danger to yourself or others, so we've got to come and take your guns. So, in a hearing, Representative Steve Cohen stated that wanting to go buy a gun should be a red flag. So that's it. Wanting to own a gun is a red flag. Wanting to carry a gun is a mental illness. Biden also said, number two, the idea that we still allow semi-automatic ones to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it, except profit for the gun manufacturers. And the most dangerous part in all of this is that they may attempt to enact this on your common sense by attaching it to the Respect for Marriage Act, an amendment, as an amendment since they've already passed it. These are the Democrats. This is your Democratic Party. And, they do things very underhanded in a lot of ways, so not thinking they would do that. Just look at the elections. Look at the way they conduct elections wherever they are. Look at the things they got in place. We have to start out. We have to now start doing that ourselves. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, following any incident of gun violence, like what happened in Colorado Springs and the Walmart store in Virginia, the Democrats and their PR wing that masquerades as the news media have offered their standard reactions. So first of all, we have to pin responsibility on somebody, and until the identity of the shooter is known, they blame President Trump and his MAGA supporters. This enables them to further their MAGA extremist domestic terrorist narrative. Then they use this dehumanization to justify draconian measures against political opponents. If the identity of the shooter is established and the shooter belongs to a minority demographic, such as the Walmart shooter, they restart their campaign for gun control, which is a euphemism for gun confiscation. They blame Republicans for the shooting and highlight Republicans who accepted donations from the NRA. They push the narrative that the GOP has shady links with the gun lobby and hence are enablers of murderers. The GOP often finds itself in a quandary because, in all honesty, from what I see of a lot of them, they just want to be liked. They run as a Republican because that's what's going to win in their state. But then when they get out there and they could actually lay, you know, spread some hair on the wall figuratively when it comes to these. Spread some hair figuratively on the wall when it comes to some of these charges that are being put out there. They fear being perceived as insensitive towards the victims if they defend their stand on guns. They also fear being the recipients of vicious attacks from the Democrat media proxies and the Democrats. And at times there could be violence from Democrat-enabled activists. Which brings me to one point where I simply say to you, it's a good damn thing that I'm not in Congress. Because I would be out there like Boebert going, I carry a gun. Okay? I don't have a safety detail. I don't need one. But be aware that I hear your threats. And I believe you. And therefore, I'm taking steps. Also, the GOP is just going to have to accept a fact. They're hated. They're going to be attacked by the media. So what is a GOP standard right now when one of these events happens? They pay homage to the victims and then they lay low. Then the Democrats and their media allies who have appointed themselves the judges of appropriateness reject their tributes, claiming the GOP has blood on their hands. The Republicans sway between being defensive, apologetic, and helpless. Most Republicans prefer to stay mum. Can't we just wait till everything goes back to normal? It would be gravely erroneous for Republicans to presume that voters will reject these cynical Democrat ploys and continue to vote GOP. The relentless bombardment through various channels could have impact because there's still a section of people who probably believe that they consume in the news media, you know? The underwhelming performance of the GOP during the midterms, despite the catastrophic misgovernance of Democrats, should be a wake-up call. And yet still, does this mean the GOP should give up its stand on guns? No, emphatically not. They just need to repurpose their rhetoric so that their stand is more persuasive to voters. Winning elections are not about facts, but about driving narratives. This is the problem I have, right? So I can, you know, as a Second Amendment advocate and as a radio host, I sit here and I bring you facts. I bring you, not my facts. You know, I go out there and I find people that I trust to come up with the facts, scholarly people to come up with the facts. And then I present them to you. And I look at some of the things they get out there, like with the FBI when they got out there and said, well, of course, you know, we rarely see one of these citizens stand up and stop a rampage, rash shooter, mass casualty event there. Well, and that's because, because most of these things take place in a gun-free zone. When they take place in somewhere where a gun may be carried, in a lot of cases, those guys get shot down. Those bad guys get shot down by good guys. Like Anthony Milley. Like Stephen Wilford. Like Eli Dickens. So, we have to get out there. We can come with all the facts we want, but we also have to shape the narrative to lay these facts out in a persuasive manner. which you would think a politician who's the biggest thing out there is they have to sell you with this idea that I'm going to go, like in the U.S. House of Representatives, I'm going to go to Congress and I'm going to make a change. I'm going to be one out of 435 and I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be like Neo in the Matrix. I'm going to be the one. And they have to sell you this. And then they get out there. Well, we want him representing him. He's the one. All right. Rah, rah, rah. And then they go in there and they're like Ryan Leaf in the NFL. Well, no, Ryan Leaf was spectacularly bad. Most people that play in the NFL, for the most part, even in the era when I was watching it, you never knew their names. Because they weren't stars. And in the matter of politicians, most of these guys that you think are stars, they're not stars either. They're just loud. So in the matter of gun rights, Republicans must stop being reactive or passive, but they have to be proactive and they have to seize the narrative. They have to get out front. They have to beat their way in front of the cameras and shove the Democrats out of the way. And they could begin by not referring to it as a gun rights, but instead calling it the right to affordable security. And the narrative must be built that since regular people can't afford personal bodyguards or private security, they have no option but to choose a gun for their personal security. And they can cite some real-life situations where the possession of firearms actually saved lives. Like the Alabama man who used a concealed handgun to stop a mass shooting at McDonald's. Kentucky man was able to use his gun to stop a gunman outside Kroger. A Houston man fired several rounds from his AK-47 while fighting off 5 home invaders this year. A Florida man used his AR-15 to fire 30 rounds while fighting off 7 intruders. They have to remind voters that guns do not always have to be fired. The mere presence of merely the loading of a firearm could serve as a powerful deterrent. A petite Maryland woman chased 3 burglars out of her home, not by firing, but by simply loading a round in the chamber of her AR-15. And when they heard that, they took off. And if they cite research that guns are used 16 to 100 times more often to protect life than to take life. And then they got to get out there and talk about crime. And then they have to expose the very blatant Democrat hypocrisy. The Democrats defunded the police, and they're doing all of this criminal justice reform and putting, it's the purge. It literally is the purge. And what's going to be purged is you. You're going to be purged. You're going to be purged because criminals are going to be out there. They're going to be coming for you. And they will. They will show up. They will make their way to you in time. If not today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. Always happens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Spending is expected to hit a record this Cyber Monday. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online shopping is projected to top $11.2 billion. That's despite online retailers starting to charge for returns or charge return fees. And if you are shopping online on this Cyber Monday, Tanner Shin is with Elias Cybersecurity. He has some tips to keep you and your information safe.
Look at that URL, the actual website that you're going to. You want to make sure that it says, yahoo.com instead of yah00.com. There's a lot of lookalike domains is what we call them.
The 19-year-old who killed 10 people in Buffalo, New York during a supermarket massacre faces mandatory life in prison after pleading guilty to state charges Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. When Justin Trudeau shut down Canada's spectacular 3,000-strong convoy of freedom truckers opposed to the COVID vaccine mandate, most of the world was appalled. Well, most of the people, maybe not some of the governments. They were appalled at the tyrannical steps taken to stop it because the country was Canada, not Cuba. Son of Castro invoked Canada's Emergencies Act on Freedom Convoy 2022 on February 14th. Freezing trucker bank accounts, imprisoning their leaders, shutting down a GoFundMe account for truckers, banning travel to the protests, which attracted 15,000 people, hauling off and terminating parental rights of truckers to their own children, and expropriating their trucks. All that over a peaceful trucker protest over a vaccine mandate. We know it was dangerous. We know that was something that Castro would do. But now, as Trudeau is called to Canada's parliament to testify about what the heck he thought it was doing, word has gotten out about who's really calling the shots on this lunacy. According to the New York Post, top Biden administration officials pressed their Canadian counterparts to clear truckers blockading parts of the United States' northern border during protests in January. A public inquiry into the Canadian government's decision to use emergency powers to clear the Freedom Convoy protesters revealed on Thursday that frantic phone calls were placed by Washington to Ottawa in an effort to open up choked-off supply lines. Canadian Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, "They were very, very worried," she wrote in an email to her staff after a February 10 phone call from White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese, according to Politico. Freeland said, "If this is not sorted out in the next 12 hours, all their northeastern car plants will shut down." Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg phoned his Canadian counterpart, Transport Minister Omar Al-Ghabra, The same day, Deese called Freeland, according to the report, and Buttigieg pressed Al-Ghabra about Canada's plan to resolve the protests. Al-Ghabra told the commission that Buttigieg initiated the call and that the interaction was unusual. So when we ask about what Pete Buttigieg actually does for a job, we learn that it's this sort of meddling in another country's internal affairs, which, frankly, must be illegal, at least somewhere in there. The Biden White House was the shadowy hand behind the scenes pressuring the weak and ineffectual Trudeau to stop this truck protest by any means necessary or else. And this wasn't just the doing of conniving White House aides with malice on their minds. Joe Biden himself is directly involved in muscling Trudeau on the truckers too, making a phone call to Trudeau 3 days before Trudeau invoked his Emergencies Act. Guess we know what that conversation was about. The Post account cites characters who say that Joe threatened protectionist measures. So what we saw from this was Joe snaps his fingers and Trudeau comes running. Yeah. And you keep seeing Biden out there. Biden wants to continue the emergency acts with the pandemic. Even though the pandemic is done. It's not a pandemic, it's an endemic. COVID, it now falls in line with the yearly travails that we have to go through with the cold and the flu. And, we know that you can get the vaccine for it and it doesn't work. Maybe one day they'll actually get a vaccine based upon the COVID culture itself, like they do with the flu shots, the flu shot that you get. Does that work every time? Do you never, ever get the flu because you get the flu shot? Because everybody says, everybody tells you that you shouldn't get the flu shot. They'll tell you, well, it mutates, so it's no good to get a flu shot. Now, should it surprise anybody that Joe Biden was behind these outrageous abuses of power? We already know that he abuses power in the states, and now it appears he's taking his act on the road, too. And what's scary here is that if Joe would be the man to ensure that Canada takes draconian action against the peaceful truckers, what is Joe capable of against us here in the states? Well, first of all, I don't think that would ever happen that way. I just don't think that would ever actually play the way Joe might think it would. It might play that way in Canada. I don't know how it plays here. But then again, we all got locked down and stayed locked down for years, 2 years. And, the Democrats impeached Trump for supposedly making a phone call to Zelensky about the Hunter Biden thing in the Ukraine, interfering in the internal affairs of a foreign government. They impeached him for this. And our president, in addition to all of his failures that he has going on now, he has been apparently the instigator of a tremendous human rights violation in of all places, Canada. So, oh, Joe, you're just the guy. You're just the guy. Segwaying a little bit, Chris Murphy was out. Chris Murphy gives me the creeps every time I see the dude. And he loves Biden because Biden wants to ban. He wants to be the next Dianne Feinstein. But he was on the State of the Union on CNN and when asked if they currently have the votes to pass an assault weapon ban, he said the answer is probably not. Bash asked, he wants to pass a so-called assault weapons ban on this lame duck next month. You know the math on how difficult that is better than most people. You've been working on this for a long time. Is there any path to getting this done? And this means they don't have the 60 votes in the Senate right now. That doesn't mean he's giving it for good, though. He says, but let's see if we can try to get that number as close to 60 as possible. If we don't have the votes, then we will talk to Schumer and maybe come back next year with maybe an additional senator and see if we can do better. Now, come next Congress, Democrats will still be in the majority with at least 50 senators who are Democrats or caucus with the Democrats, in addition to Harris's tie-breaking vote. And it's possible they'll expand their majority if Warnock holds on to his seat against Walker with the runoff election coming sometime in the next 2 weeks. Bash has also pressed Murphy as if there was any action on guns possible or whether they will keep pushing for this ban. And he reminded her that the legislation had passed the House and is now before the Senate. Now, he says that with an assault weapons ban, we would see less mass shootings in the country. But that's, you know, that's just a lie. He also downplayed concerns with the legislation offering nobody's talking about taking those weapons away from individuals. We're just talking about stopping new sales, which they did that once before. You know, they're not banning the guns. They're just banning your ability to buy one. Then Bash, to her credit, actually pushed him on how criminals don't follow laws as the shooter at the Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. Obviously did. And he was forced to admit that if you pass an assault weapons ban, you're not going to magically eliminate mass shootings in this country. But he did say that in 1990, that ban actually did something, but we know now that it didn't, and he knows that it didn't. But, you know, it's always about the guns. It's never about the perpetrator. So much for the Democrats trying to claim they don't actually want to defund the police, for example. You know, they're the ones who wanted to defund them. They're the ones who keep saying, well, law enforcement's not even, he actually put forward the thing, if law enforcement doesn't actually enforce these laws, we should probably stop funding them. So here's, he lays out a blueprint on how to defund the police. So, Senator Murphy, you're not very bright. You sort of dumped a bunch of cold water on another Biden administration talking point, inadvertently or not, on national television. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. It's going to seem like I'm reiterating, which I am. I'm just driving the point home. Joe Biden is sort of like a broken down Terminator. He absolutely will not stop, even while he likes to smell your daughter's hair. And he's not going to back away from his crusade to ban, quote, assault weapons, close quote. And he told reporters during a Thanksgiving Day presser he will push the issue before Congress's lame duck session between now and January when Republicans take control of the House. Biden and his family were in Nantucket for Turkey Day. As reported by CBS News, he brought up both the Virginia Walmart shooting and the Club Q attack in Colorado as reasons to ban semi-auto rifles, although the Virginia killer, identified as a store employee, committed his attack with a pistol, according to Fox News. See, and it all comes down to the way they write these things. An assault weapon is any weapon that contains, and I don't even know if this is going to be the way they'd write it, okay? But when they get out there, that you know, they show you these pictures of the AR-15, you're like, oh, well, I have a Galil. I can live with them banning the AR-15. Okay, fine. Hang on a minute there, Sparky. The way they write it is where the problem comes. Because then they deem any weapon that can accept a external magazine and fire semi-automatically and take more than 10 rounds is an assault weapon. Now we're talking about every 9mm semi-automatic pistol, which I don't care what anybody says today, that is the biggest selling type of handgun there is. Various sizes and shapes and brands, but 9mm is the king. And double stack is the way it goes in most cases. There are still plenty of 1911s being sold that are single stack, that are 8 rounds, no doubt about it. But if you want to know where the money's at, it is in the double stack 9s, or the double stack 40s, or the double stack 357-6. But it doesn't matter the caliber. It just matters the magazine capacity. And then these become assault weapons. Now, it'd be okay for the cops to have them. They'll make the argument that the cops have got to have them. And I mean, there's people I know that I've actually spoken to that, you know, on a national scale that have said that while they're against, you know, any sort of gun control, they're for the cops having everything they need to do their job. Except the cops are always showing up. They don't show up with guns in most cases. They show up with chalk and a forensic team and tape to tape off the area. And, you know, they're picking up, you know, they got little markers for every little brass casing and all the blood spatters and everything else. That's what they do most of the time. In most cases. So, while it's good to think that, you know, cops are crime stoppers, they're actually crime investigators. They pick up the pieces. And it's okay with gun grabbers for cops to have these weapons. It's okay for them to have these weapons. It's okay for the military to have these weapons. And like I said earlier in this hour, that has always been the predicating factor that has to be put in place before you can go full on tyrannical. Now, Biden is a perennial anti-gunner. He's been doing it for a half century. And he's the one that said the idea that we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. No socially redeeming value. Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturers. During a July 2021 town hall telecast state, he's famous for this, that he wants to ban not only semi-auto rifles, but 9mm pistols too. And the video snip of his remark has become the cornerstone of advertising by the Second Amendment Foundation. And it should be. It should be the cornerstone of advertising for every gun rights organization out there. It should be a wake-up to every gun manufacturing. A lot of gun manufacturing companies get out there and they want to ride the rail. They don't want to get on the political pony because we're not political. We're just making guns. You know, we're for freedom and everything. Listen, just because you're not political doesn't mean that politics doesn't notice you. A report in The Hill acknowledged it will be tough for Biden to pass any gun control package after Republicans take over in the House in January. Apparently lost on the Democrats is the fact that more talk about gun control and gun bans has invariably been followed by increased gun sales. Which, ostensibly, you know, to me, if their whole goal is to ensure that people don't have guns, and then they put this stuff out here, and then we have a sales just, you know. And I mean, nowadays, since 2020 was gigantic, 2021 was not quite as gigantic, but it's still historically gigantic. I don't know how this has been. But I mean, there's 25 states that have constitutional carry. So he wants to ban the gun that most people in these 25 states most likely carry. The Guardian got out there and reminded readers this past Friday of a report that estimated 6 million Americans were carrying guns daily back in 2019. Now, 3 years later, the number is higher. More than 22 million Americans are licensed to carry across the states, and thanks to constitutional carry, it's likely more citizens are carrying without permits. And still, despite this, despite Bruin, despite Heller, despite McDonald, despite he and the Democrats want to ban guns, perhaps as trophy legislation, according to many critics in the Second Amendment community. His vow to try to get rid of assault weapons seems like a political bridge too far. Depends on how far the House and Senate are willing to go while Democrats still run the show. And Fox News said that the odds appear long. And it might also apply to the Virginia legislature, where Democrats in the House of Delegates are talking about more gun control legislation in January. According to WRIC News, they announced Wednesday that they will introduce bills to ban so-called ghost guns and add restrictions on magazine capacity. At the same time, the restrictive gun control measure passed earlier this month in Oregon is already facing one federal lawsuit on constitutional grounds, and others are on the way. It takes effect early in December, and the law enforcement agencies have indicated they will not be able to provide a training program required in the initiative in order for would-be gun buyers to get a permit just to allow them to purchase a firearm. So that means firearm sales will stop in Oregon. According to the Portland Oregonian and Oregon Live, the number of people waiting for background checks in the Beaver State has doubled since passage of Measure 114. There's a backlog of applications which will likely not be handled before the measure kicks in on December 8th. Many in the firearms community, led by the Oregon Firearms Federation, are concerned small gun shops could face financial hardship due to the measure. So at the state level, watch for the anti-gunners to use the next few weeks to announce bills that aimed at accomplishing what the Democrats in Congress may be unable to do. Gun rights activists in Washington State are bracing for a fight over semi-autos, and there will be efforts to overturn state preemption laws to where everybody can become their own little fief, you know? Preemption laws prevent anti-gun municipal governments from enacting their own gun control ordinance. We've had them here. We've had fights here in South Carolina. In Washington State, that is a particularly prickly subject in Washington, where earlier this year the state's preemption statute was upheld unanimously by the leftist state Supreme Court to strike down a gun storage requirement in the city of Edmonds. A similar ordinance adopted in Seattle, also the subject of a lawsuit by Second Amendment Foundation of the NRA, but the Edmonds ruling appears to have nullified that law as well. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell has been on a crusade to repeal the state's 35-year-old preemption statute since he took office in January. So it all comes down to one thing. I mean, it's a never-ending thing. It's always going to be this way. It's always going to be a fight. And you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared to be active the whole time. There is no rest. Ever. Sad. But true. I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.